A very good morning to you from John Timpson in Dublin on the final day of the Pope's visit to Ireland, after a memorable weekend of religious enthusiasm, of deep emotion, and of spontaneous celebration.
Good morning from Brian Redhead in London. We've so much to get in this morning that today's programme will run until 9 o'clock. But we begin, as always, with the news. As the Pope begins his last day in the Irish Republic, thousands of people have already gathered in Limerick to greet him. The Labour Party conference opens in Brighton this morning with Mr Callaghan preparing to fight left-wing...
Ireland has been celebrating its most remarkable weekend in living memory. Such enormous masses of people have congregated to see the Pope. It's amazing this little island hasn't tilted over. And the Pope himself has fulfilled an incredibly crowded timetable to make sure that every person in Ireland has the chance to see him. Today, his day starts officially in about an hour's time when he leaves Dublin for Maynooth, some 20 miles out of the city. But no doubt he has already been up for some time. He starts his day, of course, with private prayer. At Maynooth, he visits St. Patrick's College, the principal seminary for training Irish priests. Philip Whitfield is already there. He's on the line now. Philip, what is happening out there?
Well, a vast crowd is assembling, John, similar to the crowds that we've been watching all over the weekend. I suppose something like 30 or 40,000 people have assembled overnight. They've been taking part in an all-night vigil. There's been a great deal of singing of religious songs, very beautiful singing at that. And now there's an air of expectation as they wait to see the Pope's helicopter. But, of course, it's still dark and people know that they've got to wait for more than an hour yet.